Work on the Bluegrass Chemical Agent Destruction pilot plant is expected to reach the halfway point later this year. Disposal of nerve and mustard agents is scheduled to begin in 2017 and take 2 to 3 years to complete. Michelle Sotak with the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, presented officials and workers at the plant with the Voluntary Protection Program Star Status plaque.
The employees feel comfortable reporting injuries. They also feel comfortable in doing it the right way, not taking the shortcut. So that plays a big part in the injury rate.
Sotak says the OSHA team found the injury rate at the agent destruction plant 67% below the national average. Construction worker Mike Todd says the key to safety is no secret. It's to get proper training and work together every day. Project manager Tom McKinney says the goal is to reach an on-site zero accident status.
What it does take is continued diligence. It means keeping safety as your number one priority as you go through your day. And we're gaining ground, but we're not there yet.
McKinney says there's been only one lost time accident, which occurred last March. He admits the whole safety strategy will change when munition disposal begins. Madison County Judge Executive Kent Clark says area residents, by and large, now have a confidence in the project they may not have had in the past.
We know that they're doing the very best job they can do, and safety is first and foremost. And safety, that trickles into the residents of the county.
At the conclusion of the ceremony at the Bluegrass Army Depot, a Voluntary Protection Program flag was raised to the cheers of workers. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.